What is the difference between the infused moral virtues and the theological virtues? Hi, I'm Mike Mason. This is the Immortal Combat Podcast. The Immortal Combat Podcast is the podcast arm of Viri Christi. Viri Christi is a Catholic life apostolate devoted to help men attain the full stature of Christ by growing strong in mind, body, and spirit. If you'd like to learn more about our work, you can check us out online at virichristi.com. All right, gentlemen, this is the Intro to Spiritual Theology, episode 21. We are in the midst of our fifth month, okay, reflecting upon the nature of the spiritual life. Remember, this is an introduction. The things we're teaching here are just to introduce you guys to these important concepts and ideas in the spiritual life. We are going to continue to talk about these in more in-depth in future series and also in the Friday podcast we put out as well. So make sure you guys clue into those. But last week, we talked about the infused moral virtues. We discussed the difference between virtues and vices. We made a distinction between the infused and acquired moral virtues. Remember, acquired we get through practice, infused or one God puts into our soul, infuses them into our soul. And then we talked about the four cardinal virtues of prudence, justice, fortitude, and temperance. This week, we're going to discuss the nature and role of the theological virtues. So, what is the difference between an infused moral virtue and a theological virtue? Reginald Garrigou-Lagrange, my guy, okay? He says it this way. By the infused theological virtues, we are raised and directed towards the supernatural last end. Hence, we should be raised and directed by the infused moral virtues regarding supernatural means capable of leading us to our supernatural end. All right. In this life, we are ordered towards natural ends, okay? Goods of this world. For us to pursue goods of the next world, God has to infuse grace into our souls to do so. He also has to infuse other things. Now, God infuses the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity, which we're going to discuss in this episode. He infuses that into our soul because it raises us and directs us towards our supernatural end, who is God. So the point of life is God, and the theological virtues are infused into the soul to direct us to that. Now, once we turn towards our proper end, the end which God has declared for us, we have to get there. We have to walk there, right? We have to take that narrow path of salvation. The means by which we attain our supernatural end are the infused moral virtues, okay? So theological virtues attach us to the end. Infused moral virtues attach us to the means. That's the idea. Okay? So that's how these, well, that's the difference between these two. There are seven infused virtues altogether. Four are moral, three are theological. So let's take a closer look at the nature of the theological virtues. So a theological virtue is a good habit of mind or will. So these are not theological vices, theological virtues. These are good habits or good dispositions of the mind or will. All right. How do they get in there? They are supernaturally infused into the soul. So God puts them in there, and their immediate object is God himself. Okay. So that's our definition of a theological virtue. It's a good habit of mind or will, supernaturally infused into the soul, whose object is God. Now, the three theological virtues are faith, hope, and charity. These three theological virtues draw us away from the natural order to a divine and supernatural order. Okay? So if we are left to our own devices, we will pursue goods of this world alone. But God, by his grace and mercy, redirects us and turns us towards him. And faith, hope, and charity help us break free of the natural world to order towards the supernatural world in unique ways. For example, faith looks beyond the horizons of human knowledge and clings to truths and mysteries revealed by God in Jesus Christ. So by nature, we're focused on truths of this world. Now, there's nothing wrong with learning things of this world, and in fact, we all have to do it, and it's a good thing. It's good to study science and math and philosophy and stuff like that, okay? But what faith does is it orders us to It orders us beyond the horizons of human knowledge and helps us cling to truths which God has revealed through our Lord Jesus Christ. And these truths can be found in the Old and New Testament, in sacred tradition, and in the magisterium of the church. Okay. So faith allows us to do that, to believe things that we can't know by reason, but God has revealed to us. What's hope do? Hope causes us to regard the things of this world as of little worth compared to the life of glory we're called to in the next. So hope is going to turn us towards the next life, okay, of us being in friendship of God, this life of glory. When hope starts to give us an appreciation of that, we're going to look to the things of this world as being meaningless, okay? So the goods of this world, no matter how good the goods of this world are, they can't match the goodness of eternity. Can't. It's a category mistake, okay? So no matter how much money or how many pretty girlfriends you can have or how much famous you can be, none of it can measure up to eternal life in heaven, okay? Because the good things of this world are always finite and limited. The good thing of the next world, namely God, is infinite and absolute and perfect and all that stuff, okay? Third, charity. Charity impels us to love God above all, everything. So when charity is infused in our soul, we can love God more than anything in this world. Jesus says that we must love God and hate our parents. Now, he doesn't mean hate like will bad things for them, okay? What he means is our love of God is so great, love of anything else looks like hate. Okay, so he's using language to help, kind of shocking language to get our attention. So one, charity helps us to love God above all. Charity also helps us to love all other things in God. So even the things of this world that we love, which we're allowed to love things in this world, there's nothing wrong with that, but we see them as gifts of God. We see them as ordered towards God, okay? And then finally, charity helps us to reject anything that would be an obstacle to loving God. That's what charity does. So these three theological virtues, faith, hope, and charity, they unite us to God through Jesus Christ, right? They make us sharers in God's divine life, and they transform us interiorly, okay? The theological virtues are like the glue that attaches us to God, okay? They attach us to him so that we can love him more deeply, okay? These are the three-doored entrance into eternity, okay? In order to get to heaven, you must have faith, hope, and charity. Now, we're going to define these briefly, okay? And then I'll give you an application at the end, and then we'll call it quits. So I've described these, but let's define them. First, faith. What is faith? Faith is being sure of what we hope for and certain of what we don't see. That's out of Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Faith is when you believe things, not because you can prove them, right, through reason, not because of the weight of the evidence, but you believe them because God has revealed them. Faith is belief based on authority. You believe something because of the person who said it. In this case, would be God or one of his spokespersons, a prophet, the church, stuff like that, okay? So God gives us faith so that we can believe things that he has revealed true.